Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome once again to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and also sitting here at the table with me is Mary Ann Williams, also known as Mama. That's what we call her around the table. Mama, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Thank you for asking.
Very good. Well, listen, we are so excited to be back with everybody. This is January, I'm getting ahead of myself, January 4th, 2018, and we are embarking upon a new series as we do every single month here at the PRF table. If you're listening online and you want to jump into the conversation, all we ask is that you just dial this number, 347-215-7934. This is the number that you will dial anytime you want to listen live on the PRF table, or you want to contact us and speak to us live on the air, bring forth your questions, your comments, your concerns, or ask us to repeat something that we may have said that may have been so profoundly stated. So listen, Mama, here's where we are tonight. I said earlier on the Facebook Live that we have a slightly new format here on the PRF table, and so we are excited that last year, December, first Tuesday in December, was the fifth year anniversary of the PRF table. We are excited for all that God has done, all of the many thousands of listeners that have listened to the PRF table over the years. And we're just going into a new year. It's just a new season of doing some things just a little bit different. One of the things that we're going to do here on the PRF table is we just wanted to make sure that we opened up every episode with a word of prayer. I think it's important for people to know where we're coming from, and then we give an opportunity to everybody just to hear us praying for them, Mama. As I said earlier, we always pray before every show, but I think it is time that we just pray before the people because this is about them. This is about what God is going to do in their lives, what we're expecting God to do in their lives, what we hope that they will gain some expectation of what God can do in their lives through the things that we're teaching and speaking here on the PRF table. So, Mama, for a moment, if you can, if you feel led, if you would just open up this particular episode of Financially Healthy. This is where we're at for the month of January 2018. We're going to be talking about financially healthy individuals. Tonight, next week, and the following weeks, we'll be talking about financially healthy leaders, financially healthy churches, and financially healthy community. And so if you can take care of that for us, Mama, if you don't mind, we would greatly appreciate it, and then we'll get to the rest of the show. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we come before your throne now with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. Just asking, Father God, one more time to forgive us for all the sins we have committed, Father God. We ask you, God, just cleanse us from all unrighteousness in us and create a right spirit in us, God, and a clean heart. We thank you, God, for this show, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the listeners that are on this show, Father God. And as we go into this month's episode of being financially healthy, God, that you'll open up our understanding, Father God, and that we will receive, God, and also apply what we have learned, God. And I thank you for this opportunity to be on the show one more time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So listen, this is where we're at. This is where we're at. We only have a couple questions for you. And God has just really led me, and we've talked about it as the members of the show. We've talked about it as the members of the PRF ministry. And God is looking to do something new with this season. And so God is just going to be using us as one of his instruments to be able to do something new in your lives, those of you who are listening. So listen, we're talking, God gave this to me a while back, and we're talking about financially healthy. Mama, you know, like I know, that on every New Year's Eve and January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and first couple of days of the month, of the year, there's a lot of people who feel encouraged, they feel excited, they're thinking about all that has been spoken to them on New Year's Eve, watch night service, whatever you want to call it, if you didn't have service, what was spoken to you the time before that when you went to church, about how God is going to bless you, how God wants to do this, that, and the other thing for you. And God spoke to me and said, listen, I just want my people to be financially healthy. Can we focus on, can you focus on financially healthy? And so, of course, you know, I'm like, okay, God, you God. So I got to focus on financially healthy. That's what we got to come out the gate with, right?
Yes.
So then I had to start thinking and meditating on, okay, what does it mean? You know, financially healthy, what? You know, I didn't get all of it at one time, just like, you know, Abram, God told him
yes.
to go and I'll show you. So God didn't give it all to me at one time, Mama. And one of the things that he spoke about was, I mean, it kind of, when it came all of a sudden, just bam, bam, bam. It was, we need to deal with the individuals. First and foremost, we just have to deal with people. See, because before God created anything as far as an institution of a church, before he created anything such as leaders, if you will, or leadership, before he dealt with anything regarding communities, God created mankind, created Adam, then he created Eve. And then from there, everything branched off from there. We know that from Genesis chapter 1. And so God is impressing upon us that financially healthy individuals have to be first, Mama.
Yes.
No need of talking about the church being financially healthy. The church is a building. It is not theologically accurate when somebody says you are the church. No, you one person are not the church. That is part of the problem because people think they are the church. And they have the power and things supposed to be aligning with them individually. And no, that's not it. We are all parts of God's body, right?
Yes.
The individual.
We are.
The person, the individual. Nate, Mama, Shatara, Kathy, Mark, individuals. We are all individuals. Before we are the PRF teaching ministry, we are all individuals because God created us as individuals first, and then we've walked into the things that he's desired for us to walk into when it comes to ministry, right?
Yes.
So if individuals, think about this real simple stuff tonight. If individuals are not healthy, then you can't expect your churches to be healthy.
Yes,
if individuals
right.
are not healthy, then leaders, you should expect to do a whole lot more extra work because they're not healthy and they're going to cause you a little bit more time and attention than you may have the time or attention to give to them or that's even actually needed. If
yes.
you don't have healthy individuals, then who makes up a community? West Oak Lane in Philly is nothing without people. Nobody would
yeah,
talk
that's
about
right.
West Oak Lane if there was no houses in West Oak Lane. North Philly, South Philly, wherever you're talking about, right? So we got to focus on and narrow down this thing about the individuals. And every time we come on the PRF table going forward, whatever it is that God has given to us, that's what we're going to deal with. And when we deal with that, we're done. So I got a couple of questions, but I wanted to just see, Mama, if briefly, if you had anything just from our topic tonight, the overall topics that we're going to be covering over the next couple of weeks, but particularly on the point of financially healthy individuals, if there's anything that you can offer to the people right now.
Okay. What I would just like to add to what you have said, and never really thought about it too much myself, but when you were talking about we are individuals, because most of the talk is about the church, you know. We are the church, and the church lives inside of us. We are the church, you know. So that really makes sense because I've heard it a lot in the Christian circles, you know, about the how we are the church, you know. Mm-hmm. And we are individual churches, and we go to a building, you know. So I'm just mm-hmm. glad that you're clarifying that tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. So I want us to start with one central question. And that central question is let me preface it before I give the question. Mama, do you know anybody who you can honestly say without a shadow of a doubt that is not financially healthy? Don't get their names or nothing like that, but I'm just saying,
no.
Do you know of at least one person where you live, in the community that you live, or in your church is not financially healthy?
Yes.
All right. I can answer that question with both hands raised, with all my fingers raising up to the top. I can say that from individuals in the community in which I live. I can say I know that there's some individuals who are not financially healthy in the church that we attend, churches that I serve at in different capacities, or where I may go preach or teach, or because I have contact with other pastors and other religious leaders who share things with me, ask my advice and my counsel. So I know very much so that there are a lot of financially unhealthy individuals walking among us. And so for anybody to believe, well, why are they talking about this? Because this is, one, what God wants us to talk about. And the second thing is because we have the evidence of people not being financially healthy, Mama.
Yeah.
The evidence is steeped in so much of the bankruptcy filings that have, remember, we're coming up on February, right? A whole other conversation,
yes,
but
yes,
those of y'all who've been at the PRF table know what we're talking about. We're coming up on February. We just finished the Christmas holiday. We know so many people had to give turkeys and collard greens and fruit baskets and fruit cakes and all these different things to individuals who did not have things during the holiday seasons, right? There were angel trees and food trees and all, we know all those. So we know without a shadow of a doubt, being a week or so away from Christmas, that there are a lot of individuals who are not financially healthy. Let me share this with y'all. Those folk did not become financially unhealthy on December 24th.
Yes.
They were not declared financially unhealthy before Black Friday, right before Black Friday, like, you know, Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Right.
That's not when it happened. This is something that has been a long-standing position for a lot of people in our families, in our churches, in our communities. And if you don't believe anything else I say tonight, you better believe that God is tired of watching his people live like this. He's tired. I'm not worn down and tired like I used to be, because I have a very different perspective about what's going on now. And so the question, since we know that there are some people who are not financially healthy, right? We know this for a fact. I'm not going to get into all the reasons why and all that kind of stuff, because a lot of times people know, right? You know, if your bank account is in the red every month, if you're getting collection notices, if your credit score is a two, you know that you're not financially healthy, right? So I don't need to, we don't need to hash that out, right?
Right.
So now let's look at it from a very different perspective. The number one question that I want somebody to respond to is this. Do you want to be financially healthy? Do you want to be financially healthy? Mama, I throw that question out there to anybody who's listening, because it is critical. I had Brother Mark was telling me about a situation with him and his wife, and his wife operates in a spiritual realm, and he was telling me that the Lord spoke to her spirit said something for her to go to this individual and pray for him or something of that nature. Pray, lay hands or whatever, because the Lord revealed that they were going through a situation.
Yes.
But then the Lord spoke and said, ask him. I can't tell the story as great as Mark did, but the Spirit said, ask him if he wants you to pray for him. And watch this, Mama. When she did that, the person said no. So guess what she didn't do? She didn't lay hands or pray for him in the manner that she would have before he said no. Here's the deal. Everybody doesn't want it.
You're right.
Here's the revelation. If you don't want to be financially healthy, let somebody know who has a heart to help you so they're not wasting their time in that particular season. it will be better for you and everybody else for feelings and for relationship purposes that if you do not want to be financially healthy, let somebody know ahead of time before they try to invest in you those things which are going to put you into a place of being financially healthy. Makes sense? Makes pretty good sense to me. So the question is, do you want to be financially healthy? I told you, Mama, we're not going 3 and 4 hours on the PR table anymore. Those days are over with.
Yeah.
Because God has a different plan for his people. And I'm going to give you a reference, a scripture reference. In John chapter 5, there was an account, a biblical account of where Jesus, he goes to Jerusalem, and inside of Jerusalem, there's all these people who are sick, lame, and paralyzed and blind. And then there's one of the men who was there, he had been paralyzed or lame for 38 years. And so Jesus saw him, and he knew he was there for a whole long time. And the question that he asked him was, do you want to get well?
Yes, he did.
Do you want to be made whole if we're going to go to the King James? Now, I'm not going through all of this, but that's the question that he asked him. So now let me give you the response. The response that the man came back to Jesus. Jesus. See, we don't have Jesus, the physical man, on earth anymore. We got the Holy Spirit, but he had the physical man, the one who sent the Spirit, right?
Yes.
And, of course, you know, for those of you who know it, but the man gave a response that he couldn't. Jesus said, do you want to get well? He said, I can't. Well, that's not a response. That's not the answer to the question, but that was his response. You got to understand, sometimes there's a response, but it's not the answer to the question.
Right.
He said, I can't, because every time I try to, I have nobody to put me into the water, and when the waters get stirred up, somebody always gets in front of me, right? That's what he said.
Yes.
So what Jesus said to him was, okay, he didn't badger him. He didn't get all crazy with him. You ain't living by faith. You should become, you a believer. You should have a different response than that. Where's your, he ain't come with all that. Jesus just said, stand up, take up your mat and walk. And then when you go to verse 9, I know this, and I just know this verse. The Bible declares that instantly the man was healed. The man was made whole. And then after that, it says that the man, he rolled up his mat, stood up, and he began walking. Here's the deal. What the Spirit of God is asking all of you right now who are not financially healthy, is do you want to be financially healthy? Look at that biblical example. That example is very, very clear. It took that person to do what he needed to do to put some action to what was already done in the spirit. You hear so many people want to talk about it's already done. It was done 2,000 years ago. Yep, it sure was. But if you don't do anything about it, it's going to stay at 2,000 years ago. This man didn't let it stay at 2,000 years ago.
Yes, uh-huh.
This man, he stood up, he took up his mat, and he began to walk. So now, listen, I'm not saying that to be financially healthy is an easy road. We can help you with that. We're not going to be able to help everybody on a 30-minute show. But what I am going to give you is this. There's going to be something that you're going to have to do if you want to be financially healthy. Let me give you something else. Do you remember in the book of James, Mama?
Okay.
In the book of James, when James says, what good is it, brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions?
Yes.
See, we could talk about Jesus and grace and faith all day long, but what that man did in John chapter 5 was no different than what James was talking about in James chapter 2. Matter of fact, he says, if you have faith but don't show it by your action, can that faith save anyone? So let me help you.
No.
If you say you have faith that the Lord is going to help you to be financially healthy, but don't put any action to it, is that faith, that kind of faith, going to help you and get you to a place of being financially healthy? No.
No. He said faith without works are dead. He said, James, in the book of James, he said faith without works is dead.
That's right. And before you even get to that, remember when he says, if you have a brother, if you see a brother or sister who doesn't have any food, doesn't have any clothes, and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm, eat well, but then you don't give them no food, you don't give them any clothing? James is clear when he says, what good does that do?
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. You're not doing anything. And when he says, listen, like you said, faith without works is dead. And I'm just going to challenge everybody to go and continue to read the rest of that chapter, right? Continue to read the rest of that chapter where it keeps on going and it gives you some examples about people who had faith. Well, here's the other part of it, Mama, because we're winding down.
Yes.
It's okay for me to read about the ancestor Abraham. But, Mama, I don't go to church with Abraham. I go to church with you.
Yes.
I don't go to church with Abraham. God bless him. We love him. We love what it means to our faith. But I go to church with my pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So the individuals that are around us, we need to see faith in action in order for God to be able to get the glory from people who are going to come into knowing him because they see what we're able to do, and then we'll be able to tell the story. The reason I'm financially healthy is because look at what the Lord did for me. Oh, the Lord just did that for you? No, he did it. He did it over 2,000 years ago on the cross, but look at what I had to do. I had to do some actual faith steps.
Yes.
So let me give you an example. See, in the book of 2 Kings chapter 5, there's a story about a man who wasn't really a good dude, and he had a very sickening disease called leprosy. He went to get healed from his leprosy. But what's interesting is at the beginning of 2 Kings chapter 5, there was a young girl who was taken captive from Israel and given to Naaman's wife. Naaman was the commander of the army of Aram, or the king of Aram, which is modern-day Syria. And she was the one who said that Naaman should go and see the prophet in Samaria. He will be healed. So the wife tells him that, and then Naaman goes on a series of faith steps. He goes on a series of faith steps that led him to get into his healing. And so if you keep going down, listen, we're doing something different. You're going to have to do some work for yourself and read some of this so we can get into your spirit. One of the beautiful things was when you keep on reading and you start picking out, okay, this was a faith step. This was a faith step. This was a faith step. At the end, guess what happened? Not at the end, but close to the end. Naaman was told to do something by the prophet. Guess what he did? He didn't want to do it. He was discouraged. But when he said, you know what, and there were some people around him that helped him. Listen to that community. There were some people around him that helped him. Just be able to see, stop being stubborn and ignorant right now. You're better than that. And then guess what he did? He went in there, Mama.
Yes.
He dipped in the pool 7 times. And not only did he get a physical healing, he got a spiritual healing. Now, I don't know about you, because a lot of times people may think that when we're talking about what we're talking about tonight, talking about financially healthy, all they're thinking about is the money piece. But you got to understand, why is God going to do something in the natural that does not have any type of spiritual significance to it? So that's it. As we continue to talk about financially healthy, whoever, individuals, churches, leaders, communities, as we continue to talk about it, what we're going to do is make ourselves available to you. And I say this, Mama, we're going to make ourselves available to you. So how do we make ourselves available to you? We got resources that you can get. You can go on PRF, which is Possessions, Resources, and Finances, PRFMinistry.org. You can see what's available there. You can go on our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, just look up under PRF Institute. You can look on our calendar. You can see where we have legacy conferences. There are some things that God just is desiring for you to go ahead and do so that you can become financially healthy as an individual. Because the truth of the matter is this. If you are not healthy as an individual, then everything else around you is either living a lie because you look like you're healthy, you're fronting like you're healthy, but then when there's a need, when people need some help, what happens is you can't do what people are expecting you to do for the kingdom because you don't have what you need to make it happen. Mama, we're about done.
Yes.
Comment, Mama. If you have a comment, go ahead and throw it out there because we are wrapping this up. I told you, okay. This is we're going to give it to them. And we're going to make ourselves available because people have to take the next step. I can't give it all to you. We can lay it out on the table, but I can't pick up the fork and put my fork in the meat and then put the meat in your mouth. And even if I put it in your mouth, I can't make you chew. So, Mama, go ahead, Mama.
Okay, what I was thinking about is that if I said I have faith to get a job, and but if I don't go out and look for a job, then that job is not going to come. Why? Because faith and action, they go hand in hand. I believe God for a job. All right, but what am I doing to go out and look for a job? Because I have to give God. Well, this is just me. This is what I'm saying. I have to give God something to work with. Okay, God, I want an administration job. And the administration job fair, but I won't go to it. But I'm still expecting God to give me a job. It doesn't work that way because works without faith, nothing's going to happen if I don't do my part. I must do my part. God has done his part. He has a job fair there, administrative job fair for me,
mm-hmm.
for anyone who wants to go. Now, it's up to me to do my part and participate. And even though I might not get a job out of that job fair, the fact remains that I am still going to continue to look. I'm still continue to believe. So I'm believing, but I'm also putting my faith to work.
That's right. So listen, let me tell you, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as it is with every first and third Friday of the month, we have our wonderful Kimberly Silas, who is the host of Your Health is Your Wealth, and she will be entering into her series for the month, Make It a Habit to Form Healthy Habits. You don't want to miss it. Kimberly has done a wonderful job. God has used her mightily. Her ratings are better than the ratings on the PRF table, and we don't care. All we care about is that the people of God get what they need. And so if getting it through Your Health is Your Wealth is where some of you are needed at more than the PRF table, God be the glory. That's all we have to say about it. So listen, we thank everybody for being with us today. We want you to come and join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also sitting here with me is Mama, and we say God bless you, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Peace.